Welcome to Trail Mix, where Mary and Jody sort through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Mary Tomlinson and Jody Dreyer, who met when their paths crossed as Disney executives, are now advisors, speakers, and authors, and I'm excited to say podcasters. They can't wait to share life stories and experiences, insightful and practical takeaways, encouragement, and you can always count on full-out honesty and lots of laughs along the way. Ready for some Trail Mix? Let's mix it up with Mary and Jody.
So this is going to be so fun today, Jody. We're talking about childlike wonder. And so because we're doing these podcasts, I have the microphone and the equipment all kind of in my office. And recently, one of our granddaughters was here with her cousin, and they're about the same age. And Charlotte came up to me and she said, "Can Avery and I do a podcast?" And I said, "Well, sure." So we hooked them all up. We started the recording and I left the room. And I want you to hear just a little clip of them doing their own podcast, because this has a lot to do with childlike wonder.
Hey guys, it's Charlotte
and Avery. Today we are going to be playing a game where we take a paper out of our basket and we read the question and answer it. So, Shar, would you like to draw the first one? Oh, we almost forgot. You have to close your eyes and turn your head around while you're drawing.
Favorite musician? Avery, I think since I got to draw first, you should go first.
Okay, my favorite musician is probably Walker Hayes. He always fancy that Applebee's.
good song. Now it's my turn. And my favorite song, I'm a Christian, and so I really love Christian songs. And there's this writer that I absolutely love, and I went to a concert. His name was Phil Wickham. He is like the best musician ever because me and Avery are both Christians and we both love Phil Wickham.
Yeah.
I went to his concert with one of his songwriting buddies, Brandon Lake, and I absolutely loved the concert.
So when I listened, so the whole thing is
great.
Probably, I don't know, 8 minutes long. When I listened to this, I had to send it to both of their parents and said, these girls are very creative. They just, not only do they enjoy doing it, and they actually were very creative. They kind of beat us on this, Jody, because what they did was they wrote down all these questions and put them in a little basket. And then they just pulled out questions to answer. So it was, you know, just let's see what you get. And they did it themselves. And then when, you know, they were done, they wanted to listen to it. So then they giggled about hearing their own voices. But, you know, that's such a great lesson, because I think for us as adults, you know, we'd be hesitant because we'd want to do it right. And it's like, well, I shouldn't and I can't and should I really? And I might be embarrassed. And but they just kind of jumped right in and took off on their own little podcast careers when they're like 8 years old.
Well, isn't that whole, I mean, not only is wonder such a great word, but then childlike wonder just makes you happy. Yeah. I mean, it makes you smile. You think of things that you, as a child, jumped in like that. And I was, when you had sent me the title and I just was sort of noodling and I thought, oh, okay. You know, one of the things that first jumped to mind was, why do you think we lose that childlike wonder? And I wrote down a couple things, but then I'd love your thoughts on it, because I am the queen. I know I'm not going to surprise you and you're going to laugh, but it's real. I am the queen of overthink. And I think the way you said that they walked by, they saw it, didn't hesitate. Like there wasn't even, you know, they didn't, I mean, they obviously asked you if they could do it and you helped them, but there was never that pause. And I think we overthink, we pause. Then by the time we've beat it to death. You know, mm-hmm. there's like no way we'd get up the courage to do something. Mm-hmm. Also, obviously, it's expectations and you worry what other people think. And I mean, it's just all of a sudden there's like, at what point do you think we shift gears and we can't just with reckless abandon sort of jump into something like that? So I don't know if you have any others that you think, you know, maybe what stops us from having that childlike wonder.
Well, there's a couple interesting quotes. One is from Aldous Huxley that says, "The secret of genius is to carry the spirit of the child into old age, which means never losing your enthusiasm." And then another one by Katie Roberts says, "The trick to being an adult is maintaining childlike wonder while still managing to do soul-killing things like pay bills." So I think we almost have to fight for it. You know, I looked up the definition of wonder. Oh my gracious, it's very convicting. The definition of wonder is the quality of excited amazement and admiration, or rapt attention to or astonishment at something awesomely mysterious or new to one's experience. So to me, it is convicting, because I think there are lots of times there's just not enough wonder in my life. Antonyms to wonder, this is interesting, are certainty, disinterest, disregard, expectations. So I could see a lot of those antonyms in my life as an adult. And how do we fight for and go back to childlike wonder?
Well, and also when you, I was reading about wonder taken to the extreme in a good way, and it says to make sensation and all the senses come alive, to feel deeply.
Yeah.
And then other verbs that were related were things, you know, ponder, think about, mm-hmm. meditate, reflect. But it's such an active word. And I think to your point, you know, wonder isn't something that you sit there and say, strike me with wonder. you know, you have to be active. You have to pursue it. You have to jump in. You have to. And I was thinking of people that if I described adults that I thought, you know, had childlike wonder, and people that come to mind, and it's people that are inquisitive and they try. So in the same way that I was thinking on the negative side, like, when do you think we lose it and why do you think we lose it? Mm-hmm. I was also thinking, how do you think we can cultivate wonder?
Yeah.
And so some of the things I put on a list were like, try new things.
Yeah.
Get curious. Mm-hmm. You know, ask questions. Mm-hmm. Do something just because. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody asked you to do it. You don't have to do it. You just. And the other one that isn't quite as active, but is a problem for me, is to gaze and reflect. Mm-hmm. It said, you know, to stop and ponder, back to that word ponder, which mm-hmm. is also an interesting word. And it was all about giving it time and space.
Yeah.
And so I thought a lot about that. And I thought, you know, we do, and wanted to do it during the Christmas season, because I think wonder oftentimes is a Christmas word mm-hmm. mm-hmm. and a holiday word, because, you know, your senses are alive. You're looking for things. There is more wonder around Christmas. And so, but I thought, but we can lose it if we don't give it time. And if we don't, you know, get curious, ask what, and it's like, here we do the same thing. And I think traditions are wonderful. But I also think, you know, there's something about like the magic that happens with surprise or amazement, or, you know, you weren't expecting it, or oftentimes that will trigger wonder as well.
Right. Yeah. You talk about pondering and slowing down. I think to be fully present in moments is really critical, and something that I can struggle with, because I'm like you, a planner. And so, you know, if the family comes over for dinner, I'm all about the preparations, getting it on the table. the whole schedule of the whole thing. And if I'm not fully present in the conversation, in looking in someone's eyes, in really being present and appreciating the moment, I'm not going to have wonder. I go back to those antonyms. I'm going to have certainty. I'm going to have expectations. Right. But I'm not going to have wonder. And I, for me, it really is, I got to slow down. And to your point about Christmas, is just really appreciating the Christmas lights and the change in the weather and people and family. And so to me, I think wonder has to be cultivated. I love all your questions about, you know, being curious about things. Because again, I think we get into this aspect of being so certain that we're not asking questions, that we're not being vulnerable about what we don't know. I mean, these girls never did a podcast before. It was just really fun when you get the microphone up and you can hear yourself talk. And then they just launch. And how can we just launch into trying things? We probably may not even be very good at it to begin with, and that's okay. So I do think there's, for me at least, there's this being, am I really present in the moment? Or am I thinking about what's going to happen next week, next month, and I have to get through what I'm in to get to this, you know, invisible finish line? And you're never going to have wonder that way.
Right. Well, and it is, you know, the dreaded word fear. You know, I think the fear of uncertainty or unknown or starts to creep in. And like we were saying, they never hesitated. They right. never. And yes, I mean, there are questions. Some of them were great. Some of them probably fell a little more flat, but none of it mattered. Mm-hmm. It was yeah. just the wonder of what they were doing. Right. And again, at Christmas, there are so many opportunities that's baked into the season if we aren't too busy to miss it. Or right. And so I was thinking specifically of the word wonder, and one of my favorite Christmas carols, Joy to the World, one of my favorite lines of all Christmas carols is wonders of his love. So I really spent some time kind of pulling that apart and thinking, because you sing Christmas carols all the time, yes. but you don't really stop and think about them. And so I thought about that, and I thought, okay, if we really spent the Christmas season like focused on the wonders of his love, oh, I mean, then all of a sudden the lights, the this, and, you know, again, one of my favorite scriptures talks about to grasp how wide and high and deep, you know, is mm-hmm. the love of God. Well, that is what that's trying to evoke. And at yeah. Christmas, it's like, of course he loves us so much because right. he was willing to come to earth, yeah. you know, didn't have to do that, but right. but wanted, you know. So I just think that wonder, again, if we think of it as a gift, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden the bright lights, and because one of the things I wondered about you is like when you hear that word, and especially childlike wonder, mm-hmm. and you think of times when you were a child, that if you had to describe that, that's a description you would give to a time like that or an mm-hmm. image. And a lot of them for me are around Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know for you, if you can just think where you were in a moment, in a situation, and it was like, this is just magical. I mean, right. like the wonder yes. of this moment, almost where you have your, I picture little kids with their, you know, hands up again, you know, their yeah. mouth open, their eyes wide. I mean, it's like
yeah.
just the look on the face you can almost picture.
Yeah, no. And Christmas, I mean, for me, one of those was at Christmas where my parents, when I woke up in the morning, Santa's boots, the ashes on his boots were on a sheet next to our fireplace. And it was like, well, see, here's his
oh, just
footprints. And it was like, So there is that.
That noise. That, even that.
Yeah.
That you
just
made.
Yeah. So right. So much of Christmas in our lives, and then seeing it in other littles' lives.
Right.
And.
But the squeal, like when the kids just run.
Yeah.
So,
here's another quote. A child's world is fresh and new and beautiful, full of wonder and excitement. That's by Rachel Carson. And it really, I mean, why would that have to just be a child's world? Why couldn't it be an adult's world is fresh and new and beautiful, full of wonder and excitement? I think that's the goal, to say, okay, it's right. Not just children. We can have a life full of wonder. I mean, all you have to do is go outside and walk around and see wonder in the sky, in the stars, in the sun, in whatever season you're in, or travel and look and see what's in this big, incredible world.
I was thinking one of the ones that came to mind, and this, I was a little older, like I wasn't, you know, a really young child, but the first time I ever watched a liftoff of a space shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, no, like, yeah, how does this,
amazing.
I mean, I just was amazed with the technology, the thinking of the people that were in there, and yeah, you know, what they were going through. And so I think I like that you're giving examples that are walk outside, hear the birds, look around you, but then maybe once in a lifetime things too.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it's daily, like we can have wonder every day, right, but then there's also times that it's like, oh my gosh, this moment, the wonder of this moment might never happen again.
Yeah, and to that point, today will never happen again. We have one of these days, this December date, 2023.
Right.
That's it. That's the only one we will ever have. Now, tomorrow, if all goes well, we'll have another day. And that's the one, it's one of a kind too. But I think it's so much of this really gets to being countercultural, because everybody puts their head down and nothing is full of wonder. It's survival. They've lost the joy, and I'll put myself in there at times. You just get so much into a routine that you don't even notice the beauty outside. So it's like all this wonder and we're just passing it right by because we got our head down or our head in the phone and we're missing it.
Mm-hmm. Or like you said, as planners, you try to plan in the wonder, and maybe sometimes that happens, but oftentimes not so much. Well, I was doing, and I won't make you do it if it doesn't sound appealing, but when I got your note and the more I started to think about it, I was somewhat wonder shaming myself. Like I don't stop enough. So I decided, back to your, you only have one day, mm-hmm, that every day I was going to try to, you know, have that
sense of wonder.
Sense of
wasn't
wonder.
Wasn't that your word for the year?
No.
It wasn't?
No. But
I thought you had one wonder.
Behold. You're thinking of my behold word that we were going to use all the time.
All right, yeah.
Like, behold this, Mary.
Behold the wonder of today.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, like, for instance, and I want to give you a couple examples of it, because I don't, again, want people to think it has to be these crazy, crazy things that you plan, or that you have to, you know, do anything that you're maybe not already planned to do in a day, and you can look for. So I got the greatest. So these friends of mine, one of my godsons has a daughter, and her name's Annie. And for the first time, I don't know, she's probably a little over two. I mean, she's walking, so I'm not great at ages and everything, but let's say she's like two and a half or so. Clearly, it is the first time she's ever seen an animated moving little stuffed animal. Okay, so I had sent this little dancing, singing Minnie Mouse. And the first time they took it out and played it for her, I'm telling you, Mary, she's like squealing. Oh. She's running in circles, like she's running around it. She can't believe it. Like her mind is blown with wonder.
Yes.
And squealing. And I have that on my phone. And honestly, if I watch it once a day, I watch it three times. So like that was my thing for that day. I was like just laughing. It makes me smile. So like that was one of them for one day. And I thought, okay, that's my wonder. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned going outside. Of course, I am married to Mr. Outside Nature Notices the butterflies, the trees, the birds singing, which oftentimes is lost on me. Mm-hmm. And so he was out fishing off the dock, and I thought, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to see it through his eyes, and I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to, well, that was my wonder moment. And we did. Good. We saw lots of, you know, we saw some dolphin, and we saw some, and then we've had some really great winter sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I'm putting it out there. It's not a challenge, but I'm saying if you're sort of, you know, wonder challenged here, maybe you can go on like a wonder hunt.
That's right. Or we need to have a squeal a day. We each have to have a squeal a day. It reminds me, so the background to this scripture, which is Luke 5:26, the background is the paralyzed man is healed. And Luke 5:26, they said, and amazement seized them all. And they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. That to me is the goal of wonder, that it's all out there. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, God gives us sunrises and sunsets and beauty. And he's like, look how much I love you. And we're like, yeah, I'll get back to you on that because I'm just kind of busy today. So I do think, this focus on wonder and a squeal a day, I think would be really, really wonderful.
And to not be, you know, happy clappy. I mean, there's a lot of, like, it's a hard season. And, you know, I know our family, you know, one of our babies is not doing well, and she's been in and out of the hospital, and it's just hard, and it's hard to walk through. And so it's almost like you put wonder on the shelf, and you think in the midst of this dark time, you know, when, you know, there are hard things going on. But I think that is, we have to search for the sunlight even through the clouds, you know, and know that, you know, God is giving us sunrises and sunsets, and it's hard sometimes, but, you know, we just, the wonder can make us focus and look at the gifts, and especially again during the Christmas season.
Absolutely. So let's look for wonder, and we'll end with another little clip from our new budding podcasters.
This one says favorite dessert. Avery?
My favorite dessert? I am a huge fan of chocolate. If you don't already know that about me, that's probably something you should. And I like huge pans of brownies with chocolate mocha cold foam on the top, but
very
chocolate
specific.
Chips inside, and then chocolate and caramel drizzle on the cold foam.
So as we close out, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas. Bring along your trail mix, and don't forget the chocolate.
Or the popcorn. Or the wonder. You can find all of our Trail Mix episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love you to rate and give us a review.
And follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Look for Trail Mix Pod with a picture of Trail Mix. To learn more about us, check out our new website, trailmixpod.com.
It was great to have you. Thanks for listening to Trail Mix, sorting through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Keep mixing it up. And remember, life is nuts. So don't forget the chocolate.
Or the popcorn.